Well, south of the capital city, located on the North Santiam River, the small town of Staten, Oregon. And in that small town, well, there is a big heart at St. Mary's Catholic School. Now, the Sisters of St. Mary's of Oregon opened the campus 1929. And since then, faculty and staff reflect the values of a committed and caring community. As we continue to highlight some of our wonderful Catholic schools today, well, we shine the light on St. Mary's. And joining me this morning to share more is their Vice Principal, Chris Siebert. Good morning, Chris. Thanks so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be part of your show.
Well, Chris, all of our Catholic schools in the Archdiocese, there's something to be proud of. But there at St. Mary's in Staten, you have the added benefit of being a Catholic school in a small town. How do you see that beauty of small towns lived in the halls of your school?
Well, it is a privilege to be at a school in which the community is admittedly small. I think Staten is about 9,000 people. It's unusual to have Catholic schools in such a small town, but it kind of reflects the commitment of the people of Staten. Of course, going back to 1929 with the sisters and getting the school built, but through the years, the community has been extremely supportive in time, talent, and treasure towards St. Mary. And because of that, we're in a position where we've grown quite a bit in the last few years. And we see a very bright future ahead of us because of that support and because of the great people we have working at St. Mary's.
Well, Chris, St. Mary's, it's a pre-K through 8th grade school. Tell us a little bit more about your school population and how far are you drawing kids from kind of the other areas near Staten?
Sure. So we have a total student population that is just short of 330 students.
Wow.
Pretty good sized school, especially when you consider the size of Staten. As I mentioned, we've had some pretty sharp growth in recent years. That is due to a lot of good work behind the scenes with development and enrollment. It's also a result of a combination that happened, a combining of schools. So we are the pre-K through 8 portion of Regis St. Mary, which goes all the way through 12th grade. Back in 2017, St. Mary and Regis High School combined to make us a pre-K through 12 system. Our population comes from as far south as Scio, as far west as, of course, Salem, Albany. We get students from Jervis and, as far north as Silverton and Mount Angel. So we have a broad geography of where our families come from. And of course, the lion's share of our student population comes from Staten and our parishioners here at Immaculate Conception Parish.
That is such a testament to the education you're providing there, to have people really spend a lot of time in the car making sure their kids are getting to and from wonderful St. Mary's School. Chris Siebert is the Vice Principal at St. Mary's Catholic School. He's joining me today. Well, because throughout the show today, you've been hearing those wonderful prayers from the kids at St. Mary's. Christ is the ever-present model and teacher in your school, and no better way to learn from the teacher than through the sacraments. How do you maintain that Christ-centered identity and education, well, every day at St. Mary's?
Well, first and foremost, we start all of our time at St. Mary in prayer. We have morning announcements, and we put ourselves in God's presence as the kickoff to every day. Students have Mass weekly, which of course is our most sacred time. The 330 students, we move over to Immaculate Conception Parish, and we definitely fill that building up, and it's a real, of course, course, celebration of our community. And more importantly, it's a real reflective time for students. I've been very impressed. This is my first year here at St. Mary. I've been very impressed with the sacredness of our masses. In addition to mass and penance services a couple of times a year, both during Advent and at during Lent, we also have all school rosaries once a month. Lots of opportunities, of course, for community. And there is a very clear sense that Christ is at the center of all we do. Charitable outreaches. We've during Catholic Schools Week last week, we put together care packages, care bags for the homeless that we see throughout our community, especially in the Salem area. And we've, of course, done food drives and other charitable outreaches. And I think our teachers, of course, especially keep Christ's heart at the middle of all our learning, and we are reminded constantly of his presence, both in our community and in our sacramental programs.
The vice principal joining me today is Mr. Chris Siebert. He is the vice principal for, well, this year, for the first year at St. Mary's Catholic School down in Staten, Oregon. He's joining me today, well, because we are just highlighting another one of our great Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Portland. Well, Chris, it has only been a year, but you told me as we were preparing for our interview that you've been in Catholic education for quite a while. You know, I don't think I'd be wrong in saying that faculty and staff at Catholic schools, they look at their jobs, you know, as vocations. As an administrator, you must take, you know, really great pride in the Catholic school system and watching the way that Catholic schools really mold and develop our future leaders.
Yes. I think one of the things that sets us apart, there are many things, but when an individual chooses to teach, or in my case, to move on and become an administrator in Catholic schools, there's a sense of vocation and calling. To move into administration for me was, I believe, placed in my heart by the Lord. He invited me to explore what that would look like. And in stepping into those roles, you know, as a vocation, you really, it's kind of a journey. And, you know, not that you couldn't have a vocation in public schools or other areas of education, but this makes it very clear. It's a daily reminder that, you know, for me, that God has called me into this for a purpose. And that purpose is hopefully to, you know, inspire and to model faith so that, you know, the 330 students here, the teachers, the families, all of those who are a part of St. Mary's School are going to have those seeds planted that, you know, if we tend them, are going to produce great fruit. So, you know, the vocation and the calling is really, you know, a very clear presence in everything we do as teachers and administrators.
Oh, so beautifully said. And I know, Chris, if your parents were able to say how much they appreciate what they have at St. Mary's, well, I know that they would be your biggest cheerleaders. Chris, I thank you so much for your time today. It's been wonderful to be able to highlight St. Mary's. Thank you so much for those beautiful prayers from your kids. We're excited to listen to those all throughout our show today. God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate everything that Modern Day Radio does, including giving our students a chance to, you know, step into those roles as faith-filled students and offering prayers. God bless you as well.
Oh, absolutely. And again, that is Chris Siebert. He is the vice principal at Regis St. Mary's Catholic School in Staten, Oregon. I will be sure to add information. Perhaps you are looking for a Catholic education for your child and you are living down in the Staten area or surrounding town. I will add links to where you can find their web pages. You can find all the information about their school. You'll find that link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com.